Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here, and I'm out walking once again with my friend Ray. Say hello, Ray.
Hello.
I always make him say hello, don't I?
Oh, yeah.
Against your will. We're actually standing on a bridge at this very moment in time. We're on a medieval bridge in Lathkildale, and it's the Conxbury Bridge. And it's a single-track bridge. So what we have to do is now, we have to get away out of the way of this car that's coming down. Bear with me 1 second. Severn Trent Water. Okay, so this bridge, like I say, is a medieval bridge. And it's a nice, quiet, serene valley. There's some fish jumping in the water down there, is there? Yeah, I can see some ducks further downstream. And they're like bobbing for fish or food or whatever, but it looks to me just upstream from the bridge itself they've changed the course of the river Lathkill. And when we walked down, I wasn't aware that they were doing it, but they've basically just dug a new channel and blocked off the original. Another van there, sorry about that. They blocked off the original course of the river. And I'm not sure, there's a weir just further down, just that where it flows underneath the bridge. Have they dug a new channel underneath the bridge as well, Ray? Just over there where the river's flowing through. Yeah, it looks like they've dug a new channel under a medieval bridge. I could be wrong though. Okay, so we're going to continue on now up Lathkildale, so join us shortly. Welcome back. We're about 5 minutes walk further upstream now, and we've reached the weirs. I'll tell you something, the water is crystal clear. There's a series of around about, there's about six small weirs, and then there's, looks to be about three or four larger ones. Obviously been built to help with the fishing and things like that. But like I say, the water really is crystal clear. Quite a nice sandy bottom to it as well. And if it was summer, and it was around about 10 years ago, well, 20 years perhaps, I would definitely have been throwing myself in. It's an extremely picturesque area. So we set off earlier on today, around about an hour and a half ago from Bakewell, and we walked down along the banks of the River Wye towards Haddon Hall, and then from Haddon Hall we walked up and over the top to Conxbury Bridge. And the plan is now to walk along Lathkildale for a while and then up to over Haddon, which is not too far away now actually, and then from there we're going to walk over the top again to Bakewell. So it's just a small walk today. You may have heard my audio boo from yesterday. I was out in the Peak District in the Hope Valley. So what I'm going to do is now, I'm going to pause you and I'm going to take some pictures with slow shutter speed. Right, join us in a short while. Welcome back. So it's around about 4 hours since my last update, and we're out of the Peak District now, and we're out of Tranquility into my local supermarket. So from the peace and quiet of Lathkildale to the madness of Tesco's. So today's walk was around about 7.4 miles according to my map on shareadventure.com. And it was a great walk actually, short one, but just what the doctor ordered. And
you'll be able to find the route on peakroutes.com very soon. And I'll have more pictures and a bit of a blog post over there. And I'll also embed this boo in there too. Okay, so from a not so peaceful supermarket, I will speak to you all again very soon, but not from here. Right, bye for now.